How many want the Lord to rain on you?
Rain on my Holy Spirit, is that what you want tonight? Holy Spirit, rain on my fear. That's what I asked him one morning at 4:30. I said, rain on my fear, no one was around, just me and Daddy God. I had something on my heart. I said, Holy Spirit, Melissa needs rain on my feet. Come on, help me sing it.
Rain on my fears. Hello, radio listeners. This is Pastor Brenda Spann coming to you from the Now Network broadcast. It's truly an honor to be here, to be able to share the word of God with you. The Bible declares, behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Oh, bless his name, for the Lord is good, and his mercy is everlasting. His truth endures to all generations. The Bible says, hey, how good, how pleasant. And we're coming today together to partake in the word of God, to share in the word of God together. How good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Oh, bless his name. Today we will be coming from the 11th chapter of John. We're going to be talking about the story of Lazarus. I'm going to be talking about Lazarus. And my question to you today is, what happens when someone that you love, someone that you admire, gets very sick? What do you do? What do you do when someone that you love, love, is very, very sick? And so today we're going to see what happens in the story of Lazarus. We're going to see how the manifestation of God took place in the story of Lazarus. And we're going to see how God is still healing today. Oh, hallelujah. Bless his name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. You're worthy. You're worthy to be praised. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you, Lord, thanking you for today, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, oh God. In spite of our circumstances, in spite of what's going on in our lives, oh God, we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, we thank you that you are Jehovah Rapha. We thank you that you are the God that heals. We thank you that you're Jehovah Rahi. We thank you that you are our great shepherd, oh God. We thank you that you're Jehovah Nisi, dear God, that you give us victory over our enemies, oh God. That you give us victory over our circumstances, oh God. That you give us victory over our homes, oh God, today. Lord, we thank you. We honor you, God. We know that we cannot do anything without you, oh God. We thank you and we give you honor. We give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. So today I want to talk about a man named Lazarus. The Bible declares that Lazarus was very sick. The Bible does not say what type of sickness it was, but regardless of what kind of sickness it was, Jesus said, the master said, this sickness is not unto death. And I come to tell you that that sickness that you are dealing with, that disease that you are battling with, is not unto death. The Bible declares in Psalms 121, I will lift up my eyes. I will. Let's make it personal. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help cometh from the Lord. Your help, your deliverance, your healing comes from God. Oh, God is the great healer. He is our healer. In this chapter, there is two sisters by the name of Martha and Mary. If you look in the 12th chapter of John, you will see that in Mary and Martha was preparing a feast with Jesus. And the Bible says that Martha, you know, she was busy preparing for cooking and cleaning up, you know, things that we do when we're preparing for a party. And said at the midst of all that going on, Mary was sitting at Jesus' feet. And she was sitting at Jesus' feet. She was communing with God. She was fellowshipping with God. She was listening to the teaching that he was teaching her. And what God is calling us to do as believers, he wants to fellowship with us. He wants to have a relationship with us. He wants you to sit at his feet. You know, sometimes we get so busy, you know, saying a 2-minute prayer and a 15-minute Bible reading. And God said, you're too busy. And God said that, and the Bible says that if you draw nigh to God, he will draw nigh to you. A lot of times, you know, many people get frustrated because, you know, God is not drawing closer to them. Well, it's because you're not, you know, drawing closer to God. You're not, you know, making no initiative to read your Bible, to pray, to study, to get with him and to fellowship with him. He wants to know what you like. God wants you to talk to him. You know, praying is a two-way communication. Praying is you talking to God and you being still and waiting on God to speak to you. God wants to speak to you today. God wants to have a relationship with you. God loves you. I don't know. Someone needs to hear that. God truly loves you. In spite of what you're going through, You may think that God has left you. No, he has never left you. God is right there in the storm with you. God is right there in the valley with you. God said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. You just have to hold on and trust that God is going to bring you through. I don't know who I'm talking to today, but I pray that you are blessed by that. God said he's right there with you. But God wants you to continue to trust and believe that he's going to bring you through. The thing is that the word is going through. You're going through. You're going through. You're going through. God is with you while you're going through. Amen. Bless his name. So the Bible declares a man named Lazarus was sick. He lived in Bethany with his sister Mary and Martha. This is the Mary who later poured the expensive perfume on the Lord's feet and wiped them with her hair. Her brother Lazarus was sick, so the two sisters sent a message to Jesus telling him, Lord, your dear friend is very sick. So we see here that Lazarus is sick. His sisters Mary and Martha sent a message to tell Jesus. The one you admire, Lord, the one you love, the one, your friend is sick. Lord, we need you to heal him. We need you to come and heal him. But better yet, Lord, just speak the word like you did to the for the centurion man. Speak the word. We know that God can just speak a word and Lazarus can be healed. We know that God can just look at a situation and say you're healed. Because we know God can do whatever he wants to do because he's God. But they say, God, can you come? Jesus, can you come and heal our brother Lazarus? And I don't know about you, radio listeners, but we all need a sister like that, that know how to call on Jesus and get a prayer through. Oh, hallelujah. They interceded. They stepped in for Lazarus. You see, some people don't know how to pray for themselves. You may have to step in and pray for them. You may have to step in and get a prayer through, get a message through to God. Lazarus is sick, Lord. He needs your healing, Lord. And so it said, but when Jesus heard about it, he said, Lazarus' sickness will not end in death. No, it happened for the glory of God, so that the Son of God will receive glory from this. So Jesus said, this sickness will not end in death. But it happened that the Son of God will receive glory from this. It happened so many will receive with their eyes that take place. You see, some people need to see a miracle in order for them to believe that God is a healer. Some people need to see to realize that God is the giver of life, that he's the life and he is the resurrection. Some people need to believe what Jesus was doing was preparing the disciples for the resurrection that was to come. What Jesus was doing, I have to say that again, was preparing the disciples for the resurrection that was going to take place at his burial, death, and resurrection. He was giving them a demonstration right then. And so he demonstrated that to them. He had to show them that he is the resurrection and that he is the life. The Bible said that no man can come to the Father except they come through Jesus. And so it says that, so although Jesus loved Martha and Mary and Lazarus, he stayed where he was for the next 2 days. Finally, he said to his disciples, let's go back to Judea. I want to say this. Listen, just because it is a delay don't mean that it is a denial. Jesus does nothing according to our will, but according to the Father's will. Jesus, just because it is a delay, don't mean it is denial. I don't know who I'm speaking to today, but some people might be discouraged because of a delay. But God has not told you no. He has not told you no. Just because of the delay, don't mean there is a denial. Not just because they have not come to fruition yet, just because they haven't took place, don't mean that God has said no. I don't know who I'm speaking to today, but someone needs this word today. They said only a few days ago the people in Judea were trying to stone you. Are you going there again? Okay, so Jesus at this time the Jewish leaders was getting ready to stone Jesus. They was ready to sentence Jesus to death. And but Jesus said, no, I have to go that way to get to Lazarus. And he said, because what? A shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. And so when, as long as you're with the shepherd, sheep, you don't have to worry about anything, because the sheep, what keeps the shepherd keeps the sheep safe. And so he said, oh, we're going to go where Lazarus is. Oh, bless his name. Bless his name. God said, we're going. I'm going where Lazarus is. But the disciples, Jacob, read by themselves. Only a few days ago, the people in Judea were trying to stone you. Are you going there again? Jesus replied, there are 12 hours of daylight. Every day during the day, people can walk safely. They can see because they have the light of this world. But at night, there is danger of stumbling because they have no light. Then he said, our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep. So what he was saying that you have, what he was saying to them, you have the light with you. That's what Jesus was saying. He said, you have the light with you. So there's no occasion of stumbling because the light is with you. You don't have to fear what they're going to do because the light is with you. He said, but now I will go and wake him up. The disciples said, Lord, if he is sleeping, he will soon get better. They thought Jesus meant Lazarus was simply sleeping, but Jesus meant Lazarus had died. So he told them plainly, Lazarus is dead. And for your sake, I'm glad I wasn't there, for now you will really believe. Come, let us go see him. Let's go and see him. You see, Jesus is now going to wake Lazarus up out of his dead state. That's a word for someone today. I know it's hard to get out of bed some days, but Jesus wants to wake you up out of your dead state. I know it's hard to smile when you don't want to smile, but Jesus wants to wake you up out of that dead state. I know you're feeling depressed. I know you're feeling lonely, but God wants to wake you out of that dead state. 1 Peter 2:9 says, he has called you out of darkness into your marvelous light. The joy, hallelujah, the joy of the Lord is your strength. What the enemy meant for harm, God is going to turn it around, oh, hallelujah, for your good. Wake up, you sleeper. God wants to bless you. God wants to truly bless you today. Thomas nicknamed the twin, said to his fellow disciples, let's go to and die with Jesus. Let's go to and die with Jesus. You see, this is the same Thomas that they call Doubting Thomas. He doubted the resurrection of Jesus. We see in the 20th chapter and the 25th verse. Yet he's about to witness the power of the resurrection take place. So now he's witnessed the power of the resurrection take place with Lazarus. But yet when the disciples told him that Jesus was alive, yet he said, no, unless I touch his finger, unless I put my hand into his side, I would not believe. But Jesus said, blessed is those that will believe, yet have not seen. And so now here we see that Thomas, he said, you know what, he said, Lord, I'm going to go with you even if I have to die. Oh, hallelujah. He says, when Jesus arrived at Bethany, it was told that Lazarus had already been in his grave for 4 days. Bethany was only a few miles down the road from Jerusalem, and many of the people had come to console Martha and Mary in their loss. When Martha got word that Jesus was coming, she went to meet him, but Mary stayed in the house. Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if only you have been here, my brother would not have died. But even now, I know that God will give you whatever you ask. Jesus told her, your brother will rise again. Yes, Martha said, he will rise when everyone else rises at the last day. She was talking about the resurrection of the coming of Christ when he comes back for the church. But Jesus said, She viewed him as a mediator or advocate between man and God. But Martha left out the most important factor, that Jesus is God. He is the giver of life. He is God. He is the giver of life. She knew that he was an advocate. She knew that he was the Son of God, but yes, she left out the most important, that he is a resurrector and he is alive. And so it says in the 25th verse, Jesus told her, I am the resurrection and the life. Anyone who believes in me will live even after dying. Oh, hallelujah. That's hope for someone, that someone, loved one, has went on to be with the Lord. Even though they die, they shall live. Jesus told her, I am the resurrection and life. Anyone who believes in me will live even after dying. Everyone who lives in me and believes in me will never, ever die. Do you believe that, Martha? Do you believe that, Martha? Yes, Lord, she told him. I have always believed you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one who has come into the world from God. Then she returned to Mary. She called Mary aside from the mourners and told her, the teacher is here. The teacher is here and wants to see you. So Mary immediately went to him. Jesus had stayed outside the village at the place where Martha met him. When the people who were at the house consoled Mary saw her leave so hastily, they assumed she was going to Lazarus' grave to weep. So they followed her there. When Mary arrived and saw Jesus, she fell at his feet and said, Lord, if only you had been here, my brother would not have died. She fell at his feet, a humble servant. She fell at his feet because she knew that God is the only one who can bring life to a dead, oh hallelujah, to a dead situation. God is the only one who can bring life to the dead. He's the only one who can bring life to those that are in need. God is the only one that can do it. She knew it. She knew it. She knew. She fell at his feet. Master, teacher, rabbi, I know that you're the only one that can bring life to a dead situation. And I know who I'm talking to today, but God is the only one that can bring life to a dead situation. So your relationship may be dead. So your marriage may be dead. You know, some things in your life may be going on that may be dead to you, but God can bring life to a dead situation. Oh, bless his name. Bless his name. Bless his name. He's worthy. God is worthy to be praised. He can do it, saints. He can do it. God can do it for you. Oh, hallelujah. Bless his name. It says, when Jesus saw her weeping and saw the other people wailing with her, a deep anger welled up within him. And he was deeply troubled. Where have you put him? He asked. He asked them. They told him, Lord, come and see. Then Jesus wept. The people were standing nearby said, see how much he loved him. But some said, this man healed a blind man. Could he have kept Lazarus from dying? Yes, he had. Yes, he could have. But the Bible said it was for the glory of God. It was for the Son of God to be manifest. Just like the blind man. You know, the Bible says that they brought the blind man to him. They said, "What? You know, who sinned? Did his father and his mother sin? Did somebody in his descendants sin? That he was blind, that he was born blind." Jesus said, no, it was for the glory of God. It was for the glory of God to be manifest. This happened for the manifestation of God to take place. Same way with the raising of Lazarus' death. It was for the manifestation of God to take place. It was for the people. It was for the people to believe in the resurrection. Oh, hallelujah. The Bible says that Jesus wept. And the Bible also says that in 1 Thessalonians 4:13, that we sorrow not if as other have no hope. We have the hope. We have the hope in Christ. We have the hope that we know where our loved ones are going to. And so the Bible said that Jesus wept. And also that said that Jesus, he was angry. He was angry. Anger welled up within him. And it says that in 38, Jesus was still angry as he arrived at the tomb. A cave with a stone rolled across its entrance. It said, roll the stone aside, Jesus told them. And so, but Martha, roll the stone aside, Jesus told them. So Martha said, the dead man's sister protested, Lord, he has been dead for 4 days. 4 days. The smell will be terrible. I don't care if it's 20 days. I don't care if it's 1 year. God still can bring life to a dead situation. So believing or having faith plays a big part in seeing the glory of God manifest. Without faith, the Bible says it is impossible to believe God. Jesus can still restore after the body has been decayed. Oh, hallelujah. Let me say that again. Jesus can still restore after the body has been decayed. That thing in your life that has been decayed or destroyed, God can still bring a life to it. That ministry, that relationship, that marriage, that job, that, you know, God can still restore what has been decayed. You just have to believe that God can do it. You shall see the manifestation of God take place. It says in the fourth verse, Jesus responded, "Didn't I tell you that you will see God's glory if you believe?" I don't know who I'm talking to today. "Didn't I tell you that you will see God's glory if you believe?" You can believe that God can heal you? Do you believe that God can deliver you from depression, oppression, torture, or whatever the enemy is trying to come up against you? God, I tell you, if you believe in the word of God, you shall see the manifestation of God take place. And then not just that, but then you believe, and then you begin to start telling everybody else how the goodness of God has took place in your life. And then those people start believing and trusting God. You see the picture here? It was the manifestation was not for Lazarus per se. It was for the people. That many people that may believe in the Christ and they will receive salvation and believe that he is the resurrection and life. Oh, bless his name. So they rolled the stone aside. Then Jesus looked up to heaven and said, "Father, thank you. Thank you for hearing me. You always hear me. But I said it out loud for the sake of all these people I'm standing here, so they will believe you sent me." Then Jesus shouted, "Lazarus, come out." And the dead man came out. Oh, hallelujah. His hands and his feet bound in grave clothes, his face wrapped in a haircloth. Jesus told them, "Unwrap him and let him go. Unwrap him and let him go." Another translation says, loose him from those grave clothes. God wants you to be loose. Oh, hallelujah, from those grave clothes. Anything that is attaching itself to you, God wants you to be loose from relationships. God wants you to be loose from financial burdens. He wants you to be detached, loose from sickness, disease, pain, dysfunctional emotion. God wants you to be loose from depression, anger, addiction, drug addiction. Oh, hallelujah. God wants you to be loose. Loose him. Loose him now in the name of Jesus. You are loose. You must stand still and see the salvation of the Lord take place. Believe and you shall see the manifestation of God. Loose him. God wants you to be loose today. God wants you to be loose. He wants you to be detached. Oh, hallelujah. Loose him. Take off those grave clothes. God wants you to take off those grave clothes, those dead clothes, those smelly clothes. God wants you to take it off now in the name of Jesus. Oh, bless his name. Oh, God wants you to see the manifestation of God take place in your life. You just don't want to just hear about it in other people's life, but God wants to do it for you today. God wants to do it for you today. Take off those gray clothes. Oh, hallelujah, and be alive in Christ. Oh, hallelujah. He said, loose him. Loose him. God is saying, loose him. Loose him. God is loosing his people today. Oh, hallelujah. God is a deliverer. Oh, God, you have to believe that. Oh, bless his name, for God is good. Oh, how he's good. He's merciful. Oh, hallelujah. He's full of grace. Oh, hallelujah. Bless his name. Bless his name. Oh, hallelujah. And so today we talk about Lazarus. Oh, how God wants to loose you today. If you just stand and just believe his word and stay in communion with him, fellowship with him, God is going to do it for you today like he did it for Lazarus, like he did it for others. God is going to do it for you. I'm thankful for the word that took place. I pray that you was blessed, and I will be with you. I will see you next week. God bless you, saints.
Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.